Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and I'm taking a look at Visual Studio 2013 for front-end web developers. Specifically, I'm looking at Page Inspector. I have an Angular application here that I found on CSS Deck. This is a nice little Angular app, and as you click, it changes the color of those items. And then these items here were generated by Angular. Okay. Now, sometimes, though, when you're dealing with an application like this, you want to know, well, why is this pink or green, or where did this font come from, or was this generated in JavaScript, and was this static in the HTML? And oftentimes, you'll use F12 browser tools to figure that out. But when you're in the middle of development, you might want to try this. Right-click on your HTML, say View in Page Inspector. And I have a little bit of a low resolution here, so I'm going to be zooming around a bit. And here we've got the IE10 renderer, okay? We've got the HTML down here. And then as I click Inspect and then hover around, there's services. You'll notice that there's this three-way sync between the browser here, the HTML down in the corner here, and the actual editor happening on the right. So if I click here on services, you see here's the HTML as the DOM sees it. Here's the HTML on disk. Okay. Here are the styles associated with this item. And you notice how it's blue here. This H1 is blue. That form is blue. But then when I come down here, this turns orange. This is actually JavaScript generated. You can see on the right here that there's a loop. Here's our unordered list. Here is a list item that's using Angular to do the repeat, and then handlebars for the templating. So this is JavaScript generated. So it looks like active items are green, and I can click on that and go directly to the CSS where that background color appears. I make a change to it there if I wanted to. It shows up immediately in the browser. But I want to change this color here and look around for that. So let's look around. So it looks like that's being overridden here. And I can click, go directly to that form's UL. Here we go. Let's change this. So I'm actually changing the code in the text file here in the CSS. We'll make that black. It is instantly updated in the DOM. I can then choose to see the red that I set before, or keep that like that with black, or just undo and have it go back the way it was. So it's a live syncing, three-way syncing between the DOM experience, the text file experience, and what's happening in the browser itself. Now, additionally, let's go back to those generated items. You see these here, this unordered list, this loop that was done in Angular. Again, you can see that it's orange when I click Inspect, and you can tell that that was a list item generated here. Notice that the loop is just these few lines on the right, but inside of the DOM, I can see each individual list item. All right, and even drill down and look at the details of those list items or make a change. But I can also see the call stack that caused those to be created. Again, I'm just going to do a little bit of zooming because of my small screen here. And you can see if I click on the for each, as I'm moving around, this is the call stack that generated this item that I've got selected. I can see all of those call stacks and then move quickly within my external library, whether it be Angular or something else. And you've also got great stuff like the box model all inside of Visual Studio. That's the Visual Studio 2013 Page Inspector that uses the new IE rendering engine inside of Visual Studio. Make sure you check out the other videos on the JavaScript editor, the CSS editor, HTML editor, as well as browser link which is going to bring some of the techniques that you've seen here in Page Inspector out into your favorite and preferred browser.